Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
So Anna and Raven Roadshow all this week, Ryan Brecklin from Nest Egg Auctions. He's been looking over all the items you submitted earlier this month, and he's picking which to highlight. What are actually worth money and what's not? Ryan, what do we have today?
So Honey Bunny sends us what she calls a religious egg, a carved religious egg.
All right, Honey Bunny of the Messiah.
So when I first saw it, it's a Russian Orthodox. Imagine that a picture in a museum with the Virgin Mary holding Jesus with the halos and all the Cyrillic writing on it. And this one's about 8 inches tall, said that it was found in a storage unit, and goes on to say that she thinks it's solid wood. Now, unless I was holding it in my hand, I couldn't tell you for sure, but what it looks like to me is an ostrich egg.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you ever held an actual ostrich egg?
No, I can't say that I have.
I know that they're massive, right?
Yeah, they're big.
And if it's super big, I'm guessing that it might actually be thick.
Yes. Mm. It's so thick that you can create things from an ostrich egg. And it's not like a chicken egg where you have that thin shell and you crack it. You could actually carve into an ostrich egg and fill it with something and turning it into a solid object. As I was going through my research, I found that ostrich eggs are made into lamps, humidors,
okay,
beer steins.
Wow. Yeah,
that's
and
cool.
Some of them even have illicit images engraved on the inside that you can look through the hole in the bottom and see like a naked lady.
What are these, sailors?
What is that?
Who had ostrich eggs like that?
And how do you paint inside of an egg?
They carve inside. They're just like a ship in a bottle.
Really, really, really tiny hands.
I guess so. Like little tiny elves. Okay.
So if this one is wood, it's probably in the 50 to 100 range.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an ostrich egg, and we can confirm that, probably in the 200 to 400 range. It's not super old, somewhere around mid-20th century, something like that.
They're still making ostriches. That's the thing. If they weren't, think about it. Value go way up.
Can I ask a stupid question? Isn't there stuff inside of an ostrich egg?
Yeah, you
how
eat
do
it.
You get it out? You got the thing where you blow, like you blow.
You make
blow
an omelet.
You just make a little hole in the bottom, and you're right, make an omelet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alarming. All right.
You're asking it like it's illicit, right? Like you're not supposed to say it out loud.
I don't know.
I'm like, sorry. I mean, the baby ostrich doesn't come out fully grown. It's just an egg.
Yeah. It's just all a right. Really big breakfast.
Really, really big one. Right.
All right, we're gonna have more with Ryan coming up next.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Earlier this month, we asked you to submit your items for the Anna and Raven Roadshow. Things you have around your house that you know they're old, but you don't know when they're from, how much they're worth. And joining us, it's Ryan Brecklin from Nest Egg Auctions. He's an expert auctioneer. Now, I'll tell you something. We did this a couple years ago, and this item that you're going to talk about right now didn't make it to air because he submitted it too late. And he always asked me, when he comes back, can you send it? And I did send it, and you chose it.
Does that mean that it's something special, Ryan?
This is an example of what we call provenance. You can have an object, but if you don't know its history or where it's been or how it got to be here today, it's only worth the object as it sits. But when you have a story behind it, when you know where it lived, how it came to be, and who owned it, the value goes up. In this case, these are from Paul's family. They owned a store, and it had Coca-Cola advertising items all over it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is about mid-20th century, so think 1950s, right? Original Coca-Cola items from the company. He has four countertop cardboard die cuts. So these are like a textured little stand that would sit on the counter, and it has an attractive woman smiling and drinking Coca-Cola.
I mean, that's what I think of when I think of Coca-Cola.
In the 1950s.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
God bless America.
Each one of these, when they're mint condition, they're all original. They're worth about $400 a piece.
Nice.
This is just a piece of cardboard with a smiling woman holding Coca-Cola
wow.
on it. They took theirs and cut them down a little bit and put them into picture frames. So they might be worth a few hundred a piece like that. But they're hard to come by in high condition because everyone thought these were a throwaway item. There's two other items that came from this store, which is also what makes it interesting. One of them is a tall Coca-Cola cooler. They must have had this behind the counter because it didn't have the option for coin op.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a self-serve thing that you put the coins in and the bottle of Coke popped out.
Probably also means a little bit less wear, too, though.
Yeah, the condition's really good. That one is not one of the more desirable styles. It's got a little paint flaking off. Around $400 for that.
Still a cool item to have.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Conversation pieces for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The real gem here, though, is the exterior sign from the building. This is big. This is like a 4-foot sign made with enamel. It's got the original maker of the sign printed along the bottom.
Oh, that's
it's got the name of the store. And this sign dates back to 1935.
Wow.
So a little bit earlier. The condition is out of sight. When I saw the pictures, I couldn't believe that it was on the outside of the building. It must have been in a good location and sheltered. Considering the provenance, considering the condition and the size of the sign, strong colors, it might today get an auction estimate between $3,000 and $5,000, and it could easily sell upwards to $6,000 or $7,000.
I always feel like the Coca-Cola and Pepsi stuff is the stuff you want if you're going to collect like the soda, right? Mm.
I had a friend that had a room full of Pepsi stuff, all nations, all across the world. I mean, there was custom stuff, but there was a lot of stuff, too, that was just, you know, one-time run or whatever. But, I mean, you got to find the person who buys it, right?
Yeah. What we're watching right now is the biggest transfer of wealth in our country's history, right? So as boomers are aging out, all of their stuff is coming to market. So the Coca-Cola market's been destabilized a little bit because 500 things will come to auction every month.
People love Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. My biggest vice.
And if you've always wanted it, you have an opportunity to buy it now. In this case, that particular sign, it's the cream of the crop. That will rise. That will not, you know, the prices for that will not be suppressed. And that's what you should focus on. If you're buying, you should go after the best and the most rarest items.